This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for both campaigns. Why? Because they each put on separate town halls last night. Actually, the networks put them on. Who won the encounter? Joe Biden had 90 minutes on ABC TV, and of course President Trump had a full hour, not 90 minutes, on NBC. There are reasons it's shaped up that way. We will get to that. The only definitive word we have right now on who won, and it's not even definitive and final, but it's indicative, is in the rating. We will give you that news in just moments from now. It's also a very busy day with other consequences from the Amy Coney Barrett hearings. Yes, she will be confirmed. And yes, it is already having an electoral impact. And yes, that electoral impact helps Republicans, one Republican in particular. We will get to that on the Medved Show. We'll also talk about another very prominent Republican, one of those people who was widely talked about as a presidential possibility for 2024, Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska. He just exploded on the issue of Trump. This is in a phone call where 17,000 constituents in Nebraska, Ben Sasse is running for re-election, were connected to the phone call, and we'll play some of it for you. It's fairly harsh, and no, it's not just harsh about Democrats, though them too, by implication. It's harsh about the President of the United States. And we will also be playing with you highlights and lowlights from both of these town halls with both the candidates. We'll be speaking with a Stanford professor who wrote yesterday in very favorable terms, actually, about Judge Barrett. Why does her religious faith make her less predictable, not more predictable? Plus, movies, American Council for Science and Health, with some attempts to disrupt the vaccine program and the program to develop therapeutics. Disrupt who's doing it? We'll get to that with Alex Barrazzo and talk to Paul Kangor of the Institute for Faith and Family of Grove City College. Talk to Paul about conspiracy theories, why they persist, what they mean, what's the danger. That and much more coming up on the Medved Show. But first up, the initial response on the town halls last night. And they both began at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So for the first hour, at least, they were directly against one another. And I had assumed, and in fact, I was talking with my wife about it last night, I had assumed that Trump would beat Biden 2-1 in terms of people tuning in. Because love him or hate him, the president is tends to be more compelling, high-energy TV than the candidate the president derides as Sleepy Joe. Well, guess what? I was wrong, and Sleepy Joe skunked President Trump in terms of the ratings. What does that indicate? Who knows? Maybe people were tuning in because they wanted to say, they wanted to see or hear Sleepy Joe say something that didn't make any sense or that demonstrated senility or demonstrated the fact that he is shot, as President Trump said. He said again today he wasn't all there. Biden didn't show any of that last night. I mean, was he the most exciting candidate ever? No, by no means. Did he avoid saying any stupid things? No, there were some foolish things that Vice President Biden said. But was he lucid and articulate and fairly responsive to questions. Yeah, it was all of those things. The total of almost 13 million viewers tuned into ABC to watch Biden field question from voters from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. That was moderated by George Stephanopoulos. And only 10 million watched Trump do the same on NBC, according to Nielsen ratings. The Democratic presidential candidate also came out way on top with adults, 18 to 49, that crucial demographic that everybody's always after, the millennial crowd. And with that crowd, Joe Biden had a 2.6 rating to Trump's 1.7 rating. Now, what does that mean? What it means is, at least if you follow the polls, and we do, and should, because even though the polls are never perfect, it's just a snapshot, and there are all kinds of problems with polling, as we all learned in 2016, the polls do give you some indication of where the momentum is. And the polls indicate that Biden is ahead by an average, according to the polls, about 10 points. And does it make sense that people who are thinking about voting for Biden are more likely to tune into Biden, and people who are thinking about voting for Trump are more likely to tune into Trump? Yeah, I think all of that is true. And the idea here is that people who were planning to vote for Trump have probably been planning to vote for Trump all along, because his levels of support have been fairly steady. But what has been happening is more and more people have been coming over to the Joe Biden side. President Trump's performance last night, he had not wanted to participate in a debate. He had refused to participate in a virtual debate against Joe Biden. So instead, he got a debate with Savannah Guthrie. Now, there's a lot of dispute, and you can read commentary on all sides of this, about whether Savannah Guthrie was just too aggressive, too tough on Trump, coming after him too directly. I thought it was great television, and I thought it was great journalism. And good for her in terms of actually making this an exciting and worthwhile encounter, instead of just sort of serving up the same familiar answers we've heard time and time again. One of the most telling moments for me came, and this is clip 8, Jeremy, with a conspiracy theory I hadn't even heard about. Trump, 3 days ago, retweeted this completely nutty story about allegedly Osama bin Laden wasn't really killed. It was a body double who was killed. And then Joe Biden and Barack Obama had the Navy SEAL Team 6 murdered to cover up this crime and the fake Osama bin Laden matter. So Savannah Guthrie asked him, okay, Mr. President, why did you retweet that? And it sounded like this. Listen.
Just this week, you retweeted to your 87 million followers a conspiracy theory that Joe Biden orchestrated to have SEAL Team 6, the Navy SEAL Team 6, killed to cover up the fake death of bin Laden. Now, why would you send a lie like that to your followers? You retweeted.
That was a retweet. That was an opinion of somebody, and that was a retweet. I'll put it out there. People can decide for themselves.
You're the president. You're not like someone's crazy uncle who can just retweet whatever.
That was a retweet, and I do a lot of retweets, and frankly, because the media is so fake and so corrupt, if I didn't have social media, I don't call it Twitter, I call it social media, I wouldn't be able to get the word out. And the word is, and you know what the word is? The word is very simple. We're building our country stronger and better than it's ever been before, and that's what's happening.
Okay, that line that she used is, you're not just somebody's crazy uncle tweeting out whatever you want. The best line on that was from Mary Trump. Remember, she is President Trump's niece. Her father was his late brother, Fred. Savannah Guthrie said, you're not just somebody's crazy uncle tweeting whatever you want. And Mary Trump tweeted in response to that, actually, dot, dot, dot. So what about this latest conspiracy theory? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show. politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Medved Show, talking about the town halls last night. I almost said the debates last night. They weren't debates, but it had the effect of the debate because you heard from President Trump. You heard from Vice President Trump Biden. We're covering President Trump first because, well, he is, after all, the incumbent. And actually, I think he made a little bit more news. President Trump had retweeted the following, and I want to give you a sense of the entire tweet and why this is an issue. And by the way, if there's somebody out there who thinks it is appropriate for the President of the United States, who has access to all of our security and intelligence, to tweet out a conspiracy theory suggesting that Joe Biden murdered a bunch of Navy SEALs to cover up the fact that Osama bin Laden really wasn't killed. It was a body double who was killed. And then Biden and Obama paid $152 billion to Iran to cover up this thing. If you think that's appropriate for the president to retweet that, could you tell me why? 1-800-955-1776. This, it seems to me, of all of the president's uses of Twitter over the last, and it's 5 years, really, because it was featured during the campaign, during his campaign as well, tweeting out this, when your president is so deeply questionable, and just answering it the way that he did, saying, well, I thought it should be out there, I wanted to get it out there, why would anyone want to get this out there? The tweet that he retweeted was from a Twitter user named MidnightRider1111, who has since been suspended from Twitter. But then again, there's a lot of company on that. But here's what he retweeted. Hyden, Biden, and Obama may have had SEAL Team 6 killed. Explosive. CIA whistleblower exposes Biden's alleged role with the deaths of SEAL team. Claims to have documented proof. Retweet. 3! The tweet linked to a story on a conservative commentary site about a supposed whistleblower from the CIA. Factcheck.org contacted that whistleblower, who said, I've never worked for the CIA. I've never worked for the government at all. I've never worked for any intelligence. He described himself as a falconer. Namely, he works with birds. The tweet linked to a story on a conservative commentary site about a supposed whistleblower who claims that former Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden was not actually killed in May 2011, and that the Obama administration had to pay Iran billions of dollars and kill off a dozen Navy SEALs as part of a cover-up. The underlying theory to this narrative of a botched bin Laden raid intertwines several real events, an attack on the U.S. military members in 2011, the Benghazi terrorist attacks in 2012, and the Iran nuclear agreement of 2015. And Trump's retweet has gotten a great deal of attention. One popular post of his retweet relayed that Trump now confirms the intel that Biden directly participated in a plot to have SEAL Team 6 murdered, all in caps, then arranged a massive cash deal as part of a cover-up. Trump knows. Okay. This is sickening. And in the middle of a presidential campaign, to retweet something that completely groundlessly accuses your opponent of murder. And by the way, there are now a number of Navy SEALs who are part of that SEAL Team 6, including a guy named O'Neill, who is the one who apparently, at least he says, pulled the trigger to take out Osama bin Laden, who are tweeting and saying none of this is true. And what it's based upon is there was the Taliban shot down a helicopter with members of SEAL Team 6, but none of the people on that helicopter, A, were murdered by Biden, and B, were the ones who participated in the raid against Osama bin Laden. The entire thing is nuts. If you want to, you can read about this at factcheck.org, and it puts it into perspective. But see, it's not the only thing that's nuts here about the president's performance last night, which is he again was asked about QAnon. And this at a time, and I think the social media sites are completely correct, QAnon is dangerous. It leads to real-world violence, and not just in the U.S. It's now an international threat. And QAnon is nuts. QAnon believes that very prominent people are part of a child sex ring where they torture and drain blood from little children who they molest and then sacrifice them to Satan. And there's zero evidence for anything from QAnon, which started back in 2017. And Trump has been asked about this before. He said these are people who love their country. And, okay, he was asked about it by Savannah Guthrie last night. And this is clip 9. And it sounded like this.
Let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior of that. Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true?
So
disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I know
very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that. I know nothing about it. I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard, but I know nothing about
it. They believe it is
if
a
you'd like me to
run by the
study
DC.
The subject, I'll tell you what I do know about. I know about Antifa, and I know about the radical left, and I know how violent they are and how vicious they are, and I know how they're burning down cities run by Democrats, not run by Republicans.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse said, quote, QAnon is nuts, and real leaders call conspiracy theories conspiracy theories.
He may be
Why
right.
not just say it's
Can
crazy
I be
and not true?
He may be right. I just don't know about QAnon.
You do know.
I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Let me ask you another thing.
Let's waste the whole show. You start off with white supremacy. I denounce it. You start off with something else. Let's go. Keep asking me these questions.
Okay. Let
me just tell you, what I do hear about it is they are very strongly against pedophilia. And I agree with that. I mean, I do agree with that. And I agree
but
with
there's
it.
There's not a satanic pedophile.
I have no idea.
Right.
I know
you
nothing
don't
about
know that.
That.
Okay, she could have been a little bit more effective, because the real question here is President Trump's been asked about QAnon now, not as much as been asked about white supremacy. If you don't know about it, why do you not know about it? You're the President of the United States. We spend $70 billion a year on intelligence. You clearly know that Joe Biden is not part of a satanic conspiracy child trafficking. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
State health officials say it will take billions to distribute a coronavirus vaccine when one becomes available. In a letter to congressional leaders, the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials says it will take at least $8 billion to fund a nationwide vaccine distribution effort, something they say they can't do without funding from Congress. The state of Michigan is banning the open carry of guns at polling places on Election Day. Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson announced the ban on Friday on the heels of a plan to kidnap Michigan's governor being broken up by the FBI. The ban applies to polling places and clerk's offices on November 3rd and extends 100 feet out from those locations. Benson said in a statement that she believes her move is necessary to ensure every voter is protected. At least one Second Amendment group in the state is already considering a lawsuit over the directive. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Talking about President Trump's performance last night, and all of this is about performance by Joe Biden, very high energy performance by President Trump. We will get back to that because certainly one of the most eventful items in President Trump's very directly with conspiracy theories. The conspiracy theories about QAnon, which is one giant conspiracy theory, and the conspiracy theory, which was new to me, about Osama bin Laden actually being alive and being held somewhere in Iran, and Obama and Biden murdering Navy SEALs in order to cover up the fact. Okay. Alex Barrazzo is a PhD. He's a microbiologist. He's a science writer. He is also a senior scholar at the American Council on Science and Health. And this goes right into some of what people are writing and thinking about COVID-19 and how to deal with it, Alex. What do you think is the almost timeless, overwhelming appeal of conspiracy theories at this moment in our history?
Well, Michael, you're the connoisseur of conspiracy theories, I believe. You know, the conspiracy theories, I think, satisfy an itch, and people want to make sense of their world. And for some reason, Americans seem in particular to be fascinated by this idea that everyone is lying to us, from the government to the media, and that the only people who know the truth are, you know, weirdos on Facebook. Why? I don't know, but there seems to be some deep psychological need that is satisfied by these conspiracy theories.
Okay, right now, one of the things you're reporting, and I looked at some of your latest from the American Council on Science and Health, and by the way, people can click to ACSH, which gives the truth about scientific frontiers and also backstories. Cyber attackers are targeting institutions involved in the vaccine research for coronavirus. Who are these cyber attackers, and why are they doing it?
It's not known, I don't believe, at the moment. But cyber attacks are becoming increasingly common. We're not hearing about it in the news. And part of the reason is because we think a lot of these cyber attacks occur and they target a company, and the company doesn't say anything because it's sort of embarrassing to be hacked. And what is being reported is that the cyber attackers are employing these techniques known as ransomware. And what happens is that the computer system gets hacked, and all the data that's on the computer system is then blocked, and nobody can access their own data unless they pay the hackers a ransom. And more companies are just paying them off. There are now insurance companies that have cyber attack policies. And so it's actually good business for the insurance companies, because they can drum up more business by telling companies you need this cyber attack coverage. And as a result, these are occurring more and more and more frequently. And they're attacking everybody. The city of Baltimore was hit by a ransomware attack. There was a small town here in Washington. I can't remember which one it was, but it's in the Seattle area that was hit by a ransomware attack. This is happening more and more often. And now one of the latest targets is pharmaceutical companies that are working on coronavirus.
Can this slow up their production of a vaccine that could benefit all of us? Could this be anti-vaxxers who are trying to do this?
I don't think anti-vaxxers are smart enough to do this. I think this is motivated by money primarily and malice. A lot of cyber attackers
come from Russia. Two powerful motivators.
Yes, they come from Russia, China, North Korea, Iran. That's generally where these cyber attacks are coming from. And there is a fascinating, I mean, tragic, but fascinating story about a bunch of Russian hackers who performed a ransomware attack on a university hospital, Dusseldorf in Germany. And as a result, the whole city, the hospital had to shut down and turn away incoming patients. And tragically, a woman died because she couldn't get emergency services at that hospital and was turned away. So this is actually now having a real world impact. That cyber attacks are not just something that happens and it's kind of a theoretical thing. It can actually impact real people and real lives. And this coronavirus thing is just one among many things that we're going to have to deal with in coming years.
One of the things you write about for the American Council on Science and Health is the waffling from the Center for Disease Control about whether coronavirus is airborne or not. Now, I believe that in his conversation with Bob Woodward back in February, the president acknowledged that it was airborne. What's the story here? Is the virus airborne or is it not?
Probably, but here's the issue, is that the word airborne itself is even misunderstood, because when people think airborne, they think, oh, well, I have to stand, you know, within 6 feet of somebody because, or I can't stand within 6 feet of somebody because I might get the coronavirus. That's not actually airborne. That's just referring to, droplets. If you're speaking and you have respiratory droplets that come out of your mouth, that's not considered airborne. What airborne means is that it actually gets picked up by the wind or by a current and carries away to the other side of the room. That's why it's kind of hard to tell if it happens, but it does seem to occur.
Uh-huh. And when do you think, I mean, I know there's tremendous pressure on Pfizer and other companies to get something out there before the election. Do you think we're going to have at least the announcement of a vaccine before the election on November 3rd, 2 weeks from now? Two and a half
absolutely.
Weeks?
No, there's just no way. And the reason is because there are too many things are going wrong with the clinical trials at the moment. They're having to shut down the clinical trials because of adverse reactions that some volunteers are having. So, I mean, that's normal. This is part of the normal process, so people shouldn't be alarmed by it. But it's slow. This is a slow-growing, slow-moving process. And the idea that we're going to be able to short circuit this and get the vaccine out quickly, and it's not going to happen. This is why we run the phase three clinical trials, because you find side effects that are unpleasant and we have to study them. That's why we do it. So the idea that we're going to push it out before the election, not going to happen.
Okay, last question, and it's a big one, and we only have a few seconds for you to answer. There's an increasing talk that once we get coronavirus under control, or COVID-19, we should be looking to other pandemics like this in the next several years. Do you agree with that expectation, Alex Barrazzo?
Absolutely. We have been worried about, and by we, I mean microbiologists and epidemiologists, have been worried about a flu pandemic for years, and because they happen every once in a while. 1918 Spanish flu, 1957 flu, 68 flu, the 2009 flu was a pandemic. It just didn't kill that many people. This has been an expectation for a long time. We didn't think it'd be coronavirus. We thought it'd be influenza. But yeah, we should be on alert for forever, because infectious diseases are going to keep coming. They're not going to go away.
Wow. And that probably means a substantial devotion of government resources. I'll tell you, it's certainly a good place to devote your resources to get the information you need to be on top of all of these issues from the American Council on Science and Health. You can click on the banner for that tremendous resource and read some of the latest of Alex's work and that of his colleagues. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for ACSH, American Council on Science and Health. There was one development last night where President Trump gave an answer that's different from an answer that he's given to this kind of question ever before. And he has drawn some praise from Republicans and from Democrats for this change of course. So what is it? We'll tell you about it. You'll listen to it yourself, because we'll play it. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Recent polling shows that President Trump has pulled into a tie with Joe Biden in the all-important state of Florida. The most recent Hill-Harris poll, publicized on The Hill, shows Trump getting 48% Florida, Biden getting 48% Florida. Only 4% are unsure of how they will vote, or are going to some of the third or fourth party candidates. What all of this emphasizes is how important it is for you to vote. There's another poll that I think is very significant. It should be significant to all Republicans, that shows that Lindsey Graham, who actually for the first time had been shown running behind his Democratic challenger, Jamie Harrison, who was set every kind of record. He has raised over $100 million in South Carolina in this Senate race for Lindsey Graham's seat. Lindsey, and presumably because of his expert handling of the Amy Coney Barrett nomination, Lindsey is pulled into a clear and beyond the margin of error lead, a strong lead of 6 points. And that's a good thing. It's also helped pull President Trump up because it was such a good nomination and was one of those things where people overwhelmingly want to see Amy Barrett take her place on the Supreme Court. President Trump now leading in South Carolina by 8 points, and he won the state by 14 points last time. And Lindsey Graham leading by 6 points. And I really do assume that Lindsey is going to get reelected. I mentioned also that there was one thing that President Trump spoke about last night, where he was challenged, as he has been time and time and time again, about whether he would authorize a peaceful transfer of power in the event that he lost. Now, he obviously doesn't think he's going to lose. There are a lot of Americans who don't think he's going to lose. In fact, when people were asked this in the Gallup poll, who do you think is going to win the election, a clear majority thought Trump was going to win the whole thing. And clip number 7, Savannah Guthrie asked him that question and got a somewhat different answer than people have gotten before. Listen.
They talked about the peaceful transfer, right? They spied on my campaign and they got caught, and they spied heavily on my campaign, and they tried to take down a duly elected city president, and then they talk about, will you accept a peaceful transfer? And the answer is, yes, I will, but I want it to be an honest election, and so does everybody else. When I see thousands of ballots dumped in a garbage can, and they happen to have my name on it, I'm not happy about
it. There is in fact no evidence of widespread fraud, and you were sowing doubt about our democracy.
How can you say that? You do read newspapers.
I do.
You do watch the news.
Yes,
I know you read the news, but you watch it.
I do.
Because every day they're talking about ballots that are corrupt, that are fraudulent.
And millions that are being processed right now.
Sure, but you can win a race. Take a look at me. You can win a race by 1%.
So why are you laying the groundwork for that right now?
I don't want that to happen.
And I say my ankles
hurt. You know what?
Right,
I don't want that to happen, Savannah. I want it to be clean. I really feel we're going to win. But I want this to be clean. It's sort of ironic that you and them talk about the peaceful transfer when I spent 3.5 years fighting off these maniacs. And now it turns out everything's there, that they were the ones that dealt with Russia. And it's too bad.
Okay.
A peaceful transfer, I absolutely want that. But ideally, I don't want a transfer because I want to win.
Well, it is one of those reasons, and there's been a lot of speculation about that, that part of what Wall Street wants and part of what the economy requires and what people want is a very clear verdict, not one that is disputed. And again, anyone who believes this election is over is, I'm afraid, deluded. Because it's very far from over. It's close in state after state after state. There is a belief that that Biden has Pennsylvania locked up, but he's actually the real clear politics average in Pennsylvania is Biden by 5.7 points, which is a little bit beyond the margin of error. But there's a brand new poll in, it's a Harris poll, Harris Hill poll. In Pennsylvania, Biden is ahead by 5 points. 3% are undecided, which is a tiny percentage of undecided. Means that most people have made up their mind. And Michigan, where President Trump has largely pulled his ads, I don't think President Trump is competing in Michigan anymore. And that's where Biden is going today. Biden holds a 54-43 advantage over Trump in Michigan. That's a state the president carried by fewer than 10,000 votes in 2016. And it's interesting that these polls all show that in these keystone states, in these crucial battlegrounds, nearly half of all of Biden's backers say their support for him is primarily an anti-Trump vote rather than any sort of pro-Biden vote. And look, one of the other things that I think President Trump is going to clarify before the end of the campaign, and probably it'll come up in the next debate because it will, is this QAnon stuff. YouTube yesterday became any restrictions on that story about Hunter Biden and the Ukraine. They weren't one of the social media giants who limited that story. It was available on YouTube. But YouTube became the latest social media giant to take steps to stop QAnon. The sprawling pro-Trump conspiracy theory, writes the New York Times, whose online fantasies about a cabal of satanic pedophiles running the world have spilled over into offline violence. The company announced in a blog post that it was updating its hate speech and harassment policies to prohibit content that targets an individual or group with conspiracy theories that have been used to justify real-world violence. The new policy will prohibit content promoting QAnon, as well as related conspiracy theories such as Pizzagate, which falsely claims that top Democrats and Hollywood elites are running an underground sex trafficking ring from the basement of a Washington Pizza restaurant. By the way, that Washington Pizza restaurant, Comet Pizza, they don't even have a basement, as it turns out. Look, it seems to me this is a good and appropriate thing. If, honestly, later in this show, I mean, we're coming into a weekend, we are getting closer and closer to the election. If for anybody who even entertains the idea that QAnon has some in reality, my question would be, why? Why would anyone believe that? It's a dangerous world, and this stuff spills out to the rest of the world. There's a great deal of reporting in Germany now of QAnon mobilizing hundreds of thousands of people who are also associated with Holocaust deniers and with reverence for Adolf Hitler. And it's not a good thing. QAnon in Germany is suggesting that President Trump is going to bring the U.S. military and invade Germany in order to clean out the Satanist pedophiles who have taken power in Germany, led by Chancellor Merkel. You may not like Merkel, but really, this is not healthy. I'll tell you what else isn't healthy. Is a jihadist in France has apparently murdered a school teacher for showing images of what the Prophet Muhammad might have looked like. So what is wrong with that? Well, the teacher has been beheaded, and this in France. And we will get to that story coming up. We'll also be speaking directly to a Stanford professor named T.J. Lohrman, who wrote a surprisingly positive piece about Amy Barrett, and particularly positive about her passionate and deep-seated Christian faith. That and much more coming up on The Medved Show. And big movies, including the trial of the Chicago 7. Is it a radical pro-demonstration movie? Well, we'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. greenmeadowway.com.